Imagine a schoolgirl, 15 years old or so, maybe less, studying Latin and Greek. Imagine her on a school trip in Florence at the Giardino di Boboli. A schoolmate of hers is listening to some music. She hears the sound of a harp. "Oh," she asks, "what's this music?" The schoolmate gives her his Walkman. "Oh, it was prehistory. Listen to it yourself if you like," he says. "This is Alan Stivell. He's from Brittany. He's a harp player." There was no Google then. The schoolgirl had to research the old way. Who was this Alan guy? Where his music came from? This is how it all started off. That schoolgirl was me. This is why I am here now. I am in Ireland, I mean, doing what I am doing, recording this piece in this radio studio. Once I discovered Stivell's music, I went looking for something similar, slow but rhythmical, sweet but energetic. And what did I find? I found the Chieftains. I found a great number of Irish traditional musicians, and many of them were looking for a new sound, new atmosphere. My schoolmates thought I was a bit weird. They were crazy for the Duran Duran, the Spandau Ballet. Okay, I loved them as well. Then, years later, I met this guy, Marco. We were having dinner in his kitchen, and all of a sudden I heard a harp. I couldn't even believe it. It was Alan Stivell, and there was plenty of Irish and Celtic music on his shelves. Okay, that guy is my husband now. He had been living for quite a while in Brighton. He had always wanted to go and live abroad. I was working for a newspaper, though. We had a baby. We were not ready to become expats. Not yet. I still loved Ireland, though. So much that for long years our son, poor lad, has been singing along with Michael McGoldrick. And I kept coming and coming to Ireland. The World Association of Newspapers annual conference, a course of English while staying with a host family, then a creative writing course, and then another one. Then, oh, you know, there is that show Riverdance. Okay, well, I watched it 5 times. And then, why not a literary festival? Why not the Dublin Book Festival? Why not Listowel? And then the idea of creating a night in Italo-Irish literature exchange with the Irish Writers' Centre. And finally, here I am. It comes a time in life when you have to decide for a major change of scene. So I resigned from my job. My former colleagues are still thinking I am a bit crazy. This is perfectly true, since I am already planning my next adventure.